This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israeli special forces early on Monday rescued two hostages from the southern Gaza city of Rafah, close to the border with Egypt, amid a firefight and air attacks that Palestinians say killed at least 67 people. Linda Gradstein reports for VOA from Jerusalem.
The two freed hostages, 61-year-old Fernando Marman and 70-year-old Louis Har, are both dual citizens of Argentina and Israel. Other members of their family had been released in the previous hostage deal in November. They had an emotional reunion at the hospital where doctors said they were in relatively good condition, although they had lost weight during their ordeal. It also raised the question of whether Israel will carry out a large-scale invasion of Rafah, where it believes Hamas is hiding the remaining hostages. There are also 1.4 million Palestinians in Rafah, many of them having fled northern Gaza after the Israeli army invaded there. Linda Gradstein, VOA News, Jerusalem.
U.S. President Joe Biden said on Monday the United States is pushing for a six-week pause in the fighting between Israel and Hamas in Gaza as a stepping stone toward a larger ceasefire.
We're actively working for peace, security, and dignity for both the Palestinian people and the Israeli people. And I'm working on this day and night.
Biden and Jordan's King Abdullah spoke after the two longtime allies held talks at the White House. Britain's opposition Labour Party has withdrawn support for its candidate to become a member of parliament in a special election after he suggested Israel had relaxed its security in the run-up to the attack by Hamas last year to provide grounds to invade Gaza. A spokesperson for Labour said it will not be able to find another candidate because the deadline has passed. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. This is VOA News. French government officials accused Russia on Monday of operating a long-running online manipulation campaign against Ukraine's Western backers in the lead-up to the second anniversary of Moscow's military invasion of its neighbor. French foreign ministry officials said Russia has been stepping up efforts to manipulate information and spread deception as its war in Ukraine drags into the third year, targeting Kyiv's allies in the West, including Poland, Germany, and France. Candidates in Indonesia's presidential election have gravitated towards TikTok as they try to reach the country's young voters ahead of Wednesday's polls. Reuters correspondent Christy Kilburn reports.
TikTok has 125 million users in Indonesia and has become the country's second most used source of information on politics after television, according to pollster Indicator Politik Indonesia. But experts say TikTok is also flooded with problematic content that attempts to manipulate young voters. TikTok says on its website its policy is to remove harmful misinformation and work with fact-checkers to flag or debunk it. Political ads and fundraising are banned. Nearly 205 million people are registered to vote as the world's third-largest democracy heads to the polls on Wednesday.
Reuters correspondent Christy Kilburn. Former U.S. President Donald Trump is asking the Supreme Court to put off his election interference trial a week after the High Court took up his ballot eligibility case, AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The former president continues arguing he's immune from prosecution on charges he plotted to overturn his 2020 election loss. His lawyers have filed an emergency appeal with the High Court, which keeps on hold what would be a landmark criminal trial. A federal appeals panel recently rejected Trump's immunity claims and ruled the trial could proceed. The High Court's decision on what to do and how fast it moves could determine whether Trump stands trial before the November election, in which he's the GOP primary frontrunner. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The White House says it's looking forward to hosting the Super Bowl champion Kansas City Chiefs again, and it isn't ruling out the idea of having the team's most famous fan, Taylor Swift, tag along this time. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre was asked at Monday's briefing with reporters if the pop star could tag along when the team visits to mark its second Super Bowl title in as many seasons. She said that would be up to the Chiefs. Swift is dating Chiefs tight end Travis Kelce. Find more online at voanews.com. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.